Oh, those Penn State guys, I wanted them to wrestle the migrants. I told, you know, the UFC, Dana White? Oh, they killed me in this. I told Dana, you know, to set up your League of Champions, unbelievable, best fighters in the world, and a migrant league. At the end, I want the migrant to go against the champion, and I think the migrant might actually win. That's how nasty some of these guys are. But I don't know. I doubt that. I tell you, I felt very comfortable with those big Penn State wrestlers.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1386. More than 83 million Americans voted early in the first presidential election since the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Polls show the presidential race between Harris and Trump to be historically close and will likely be decided by a handful of voters in the seven battleground states, including Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and North Carolina. Control of the House and Senate is also on the line, with 435 House seats and 34 Senate seats up for grabs. Democrats need to flip four seats to win control of the House, while in the Senate, the Republicans have a clear path for control. Voters in 10 states will decide whether to cement reproductive rights in their state constitutions, and in 62 days, Kamala Harris will preside over a joint session of Congress. After counting the 2024 electoral votes, Harris will either declare herself the winner, marking the first woman elected president, or announce that Trump is returning to the White House as the second president to be elected in two non-consecutive terms. And at 78 years old, he will be the oldest person ever elected president. And finally, Trump and Harris held competing rallies throughout the final days of campaigning, urging their supporters to turn out for what is likely to be one of the closest presidential elections in modern history. In Pennsylvania, Harris's message was that America is ready for a fresh start, where we see our fellow Americans not as an enemy, but as a neighbor. She added, "We have an opportunity in this election to finally turn the page on a decade of politics that have been driven by fear and division." Trump, on the other hand, in his third presidential campaign, closed by calling the United States an occupied country, threatening tariffs as high as 100% on Mexico, insulting Harris as a low IQ person, portraying undocumented immigrants as mentally ill criminals, and calling those accused of crimes savages and animals. Harris said that the true measure of a leader is based, quote, not on who you beat down, it is based on who you lift up. Still, Trump claimed that he was running against an evil Democrat system populated by sick and evil people, but said, "I think it's too big to be rigged. They'll try, and they are trying, you know that." Trump also all but called former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi a bitch, saying,
"She's a crooked person. She's a bad person. Evil. She's an evil, sick, crazy bitch. Oh, no. It starts with a B, but I won't say it. I want to say it."
J.D. Vance described Democratic leaders as trash, adding that in 2 days we are going to take out the trash in Washington, D.C., and the trash's name is Kamala Harris. Elsewhere, Harris told her supporters, "Our campaign has brought together people from all corners of this nation and from all walks of life, united by our love for our country and our faith in a brighter, stronger, and more hopeful future that we will build together." Harris added, "And tonight, we finish as we started, with optimism, with energy, with joy." Trump, on the other hand, said, "This will be our final moment. I think we've got it under control. It's ours to lose. Does that make sense to you? It's ours to lose. This has been an incredible journey. It's very sad in a way. This is the last one." Harris concluded her day by telling her supporters, "One more day, and momentum is on our side." The crowd chanted with Harris when she delivered her signature line, "We are not going back." That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.